See, I knew the deacon could work that out. He got together and said that man back there and on the equipment back there. Today is a very interesting gospel. It's once again a continuation found in Mark, is found in Luke, is found in all of them. Jesus has difficulty with his disciples and the people really understanding who he is. He's the Son of God. And they are having trouble after trouble trying to accept that theme. He has lost a lot of his disciples now, because in the gospel last week, they began to say, unless you eat my bread and drink my body, you have no life within you. And then the question was, then, isn't this Mary's son? Isn't this Joseph's son? Just who is he to think that he comes from God? Yesterday's gospel was a very interesting gospel. Will you give me time just to maybe refresh you on that gospel a little bit? Because it began with kings. It came from Elijah. The only time you hear about Elijah is really found in Kings. He was one of the last prophets of that kingdom. The king was King Ahaz. King Ahaz was a man who was very much hated by him. He was a man who was always out to get what he can get from everybody. He was wheeling and dealing, and the people of Israel were suffering because of Ahaz, because Ahaz was going to do his thing no matter what. He decided to marry a Philistine. Her name was Jezebel. Remember Jezebel? Ahaz married Jezebel. Well, when Jezebel came into the area where Ahaz was, she brought with her also 465 priests of Baal, whichever one you call it, the god of fertility, the god of rain, the god of thunder. And she tried to persuade the rest of the people in the country not to think that there's only one god, but there are many gods, and she was going to show that. And she suppressed the people, saying, you must follow Baal. Well, there it is. Elijah, the God of God, for God, Yahweh. One day, the famine got so bad, there was really nothing left. So Elijah said to Jezebel, let's have a contest, Jezebel. You have all 465 of your priests. Pray to your God, Baal. Have him send rain. Hand to heaven something, if not, we're going to die. So she got all 465 together, and they began to praise, they began to dance, they began to sing, they began to tumble all over the ground, they got louder and louder and louder, and then there's Elijah. Elijah's looking at him and said, maybe they don't hear you. Sing louder. So they sang louder, and they tumbled louder, and they did all kinds of things, louder and louder and louder. Nothing happened. So he said, let me show you how. So he had them build a pit and pour in water three times its depth into the pit with a sacrifice in the middle. Then he very calmly said to God, God, our only God, Yahweh, show us your power. And all of a sudden, a mighty rain came down. And now it came down, lightning came down and hit the sacrifice. The rain came through and set fire to the water around it. And the people all knew that indeed Yahweh was the true God. Well, Elijah said, we have to get rid of all these priests. So he has all 465 of them killed. Well, she's not going to listen to that. The queen is not going to listen to that. So she puts a price on his head. And that's where the gospel picked up yesterday. He found himself in the desert under a broom tree. I'm no good. I'm no good, Lord. I'm no good for you, Lord. And he fell asleep. And in that time, an angel, they say, touched him. But other scripture scholars would say it was God who touched him and said, Elijah, get up. Eat the cake that's there. The hearth cake, eat the cake. Because you have a long journey. So he ate the cake and went back to sleep. A little bit later, the same voice came, said to him, Elijah, eat that cake. You have a long trip to go. Elijah, still not willing to do that, got up and ate the remainder of a new cake. And he began the journey of 40 days and 40 nights. Do you remember who had 40 days and 40 nights? The Israelite people had the rain. And he went to Mount Oreb, the place where Moses came encounter with God. And he went up into the mountain, found a tunnel or cave. And in the cave, God spoke to Elijah and said, I am going to show you me. And all of a sudden, lightning struck. There was no God. All of a sudden, thunder happened. There was no God. All of a sudden, a simple breeze came by. And Elijah hid his face because God had passed by. The gospel yesterday spoke about Jesus trying to tell the people, I am the bread of life, come down from heaven. I am the one who will fill you with what you need. I am God's Son. I have come to tell you that I am God and He loves you. Believe in Him. And today's gospel says the same thing. They want a tax. Does your teacher not pay the temple tax? And the reality was, why should Jesus pay the temple tax? He's in the Father's house. But to appease the people, because they do not understand, he has his disciple go and find a fish. And in the fish's mouth, there's a coin. Take it out, he says, pay the tax for you and for me. You say, how does that all tie together? Because he continually tries to say to you and me, I am the Son of God. I have come to give you life in the Lord. Believe in me. And as we listen to the gospel today, it's almost as if he touches our heart and says, partake of the Eucharist and believe. Believe that I am the Son of God who cares for you. I am the one that God has sent to you. I will fill you. I will nourish you on your long journey in life. And I will protect you on that journey. Believe in me. It's a question. It helps us ask ourselves, do we believe? Jesus says, believe in me.